Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Yud Tes. In the previous Daf, we learned that Rabbi Kiva holds that Chulin can become a Shlishi Lutuma, which is a big Chiddush. Normally, we assume the end of the line for Chulin is a Sheni. We also learned that Rabbi Yossi uses a Kal V'Chomer to derive an additional level of Tuma that Truma has beyond what Chulin had, and an additional level that Kodesh has beyond Truma. Rava asserted that lo Rabbi Yossi Sovek Rabbi Kiva, lo Rabbi Kiva Sovek Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi rejects Rabbi Akiva's idea of a Shlishi B'chulin, and Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi's idea of Truma having a level of Tuma beyond Chulin, and Kodesh having a level beyond that. Rabbi Yossi lo Sovek Rabbi Akiva. We know that Rabbi Yossi rejects Rabbi Akiva because when deriving the additional level of Tuma that Truma has beyond Chulin, he says that Truma can become a Shlishi and Kodesh becomes a Revi, but not that Truma becomes a Revi and Kodesh Chamishi. Rabbi Akiva lo Sovek Rabbi Yossi Minalan. How do we know that Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi's idea that Truma has a level of Tumah beyond the level that Chulin can have? So the Gemara gives two answers. First of all, Lo L'shtam Tana V'Lisni Revi B'Truma V'Chamisha B'Kodesh. We never find any Tana refers to Truma becoming a Revi and Kodesh becoming a Chamishi and attributed to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara rejects that because V'Anana Hachi Nekum Nismach. We cannot rely on what it does not say as conclusive proof. You always have to look for what it does say. Instead, Rav Ashi taught, based on the Mishnah, that is attributed to Rabbi Akiva, and speaks of a Shlishi B'Truma, Revi B'Kodesh, but nothing more, meaning that's it. Even Rabbi Akiva only goes that far. So, Alma Kasavrit Tziruv D'Rabbanan. The Mishnah we just attributed to Rabbi Akiva says that Akli Mitzarif Masha B'Tocho L'Kodesh Avalo L'Truma. All foods in Akli become Tamei when one of them contracts Tuma only by Kodesh, but not by Truma. Presumably because Tziruf is only Drabanan. However, Rabbi Chanin holds Tziruf is Daraisa based on the Pasuk Kafa Chasasar Zav Mlei Katares, indicating that everything in the ladle is considered to be one unit. In Mesachs Edios, we have another teaching of Rabbi Chanin's Ganakoanim. Tanan Osam al Machat she Nimtseis Bebasar Shasakan Vayadayim Tahoros Vabasar Tamei Nimtseis Beperesh Hakol Tahor. If a Tamei needle is found in the meat of a Shechted Korban, the knife used for Shechita and the hands of the person who Shechted are Tahor, but the meat is Tamei. If, however, the tummy needle is found in the animal's excrement, then everything is tahar. Rabbi Akiva comments that Zachinu Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Migdash. We're fortunate that the Tumah of Dirabanan, of hands, becoming a Sheini L'Tumah, does not apply in the base of Migdash, and that saves so many Karbanos from becoming Tame. However, from this Mishnah saying that the knife is tahar, we should go a step beyond that. We should also say Ein Tumas Kalim B'Migdash, that the Tumah Dirabanan on Kalim, when the knife comes into contact with Mashka Rishon, also doesn't apply in the base of Migdash. So the Gemara gives two answers. First of all, Yadayim Kodem Gezeres Kelim Shanina. The Gezerah of Tumah on hands was made before the Gezerah of Tumah on Kelim, the touch of Mashka Rishon. Therefore, when Rabbi Akiva originally mentioned that there's no Tumas Yadayim in the Migdash, the very concept of Tumas Kelim didn't exist yet. So the Gemara rejects that answer because we know that all Yud Ches Davar, all the 18 Gezerahs mentioned in the beginning of Masech Shabbos, which included both Tumas Yadayim and Tumas Kelim, were all made in a single day. So it can't be that they were so far off in terms of that when Rabbi Akiva made a statement, one of them existed already, and the other one did not exist. Rather, the knife, this is the second answer, the knife wouldn't have been tamei in this case, even if it were chulin, because it never touched a liquid, and kelim cannot become tamei from food, nor from other kelim. So, hai machat maya vidite, what is the story with this needle in the Mishnah that we assume is tamei? What made it tamei? The Gemara offers three answers. First, safek machat. Maybe it was a needle that we weren't sure if it was tamei. The Gemara rejects that possibility because the Rabban weren't gozer on safek tumah in Yerushalayim. Even unidentified saliva in a place where we know that is off walkthrough, or safek kelim, other than those found in the narrow alleyways on the way down to the mikvah, we assume to be tahar in Yerushalayim. The only thing we assume to be tamei in Yerushalayim is kelim that you find in the alleyway that's going right down to the mikvah, because you know it was dropped on the way to the mikvah. Second possibility, Gemara says, what made it tamei? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav suggests the machat tamei meis, the needle that touched somebody who had touched a dead body, and is therefore an avatuma based on the concept of cherev harei kuchol, that a metal object becomes just as tamei as that it became tamei from. We treated safek tum in the azara like a safek tum versus rabim and assume it is tahar. Finally, Rabbi Yossi Rabin explains that the cow was muzzled since entering Yerushalayim, so it allowed the needle before entering Yerushalayim, it swallowed the needle before entering Yerushalayim, so it's Tamei Misafik, meaning, we weren't gozer on Safik Tumah in Yerushalayim, but this is a case of a Safik Tumah outside of Yerushalayim, because when it ingested that needle, it was outside of Yerushalayim.